I feel so much better.
All right.
It's Wine Wednesday!
Yay! Wine Wednesday!
Ow, ow!
Hey, Donna.
Hey.
It's really loud in my head right now.
So sorry to hear
just
that.
Oh, that's too much.
That's too low. Oh, there we go. Wow. Oh,
thank God.
It takes a lot to adjust us on Wine Wednesday.
It's early. No. It was kind of like, I don't know. It was like, you know, stadium concert. Oh, I was like, whoa, help.
Our sweet kitty was not ready for that. Oh, dear. Oh,
and I loves me some Rihanna.
Right.
Don't get me wrong.
And we're up here bouncing. We love it. So it's Wine Wednesday. You're listening to the Vero Insider. That gorgeous voice that you heard is Kitty Wagner of Blue Star Wine Bar.
Wait, thank you.
And I am your happy hostess with the most, Susanna Valencia.
Anna Banana.
So excited to be drinking this delicious Spanish rosé.
I love drinking on the air.
I do too. It makes for good radio.
It does.
You're welcome. In
exactly.
Beaver County, you're welcome.
By the way, you're welcome.
You know, what's really awesome is that we have Ben Prestige in town tonight performing at the Blue Star.
I know. He had a show booked last year at my place. And it was right after he got back from Morocco from the jazz festival that he did. But unfortunately, he came back with a little revenge and was sick and couldn't come in and do the date. And then he, you know, he books out way in advance. And,
huge following.
Yeah,
Ben
very,
Prestige.
Very kind of tough to find him. So it was really
him.
Nice to get him in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, tonight's going to be amazing.
But explain about his musical genre. It's sort of folk.
It's folk. It's rock. It's... little bluegrass. But the amazing thing about Ben Prestige, if you've never seen him, is he is a one-man band.
Literally.
I don't know anybody who can do what he does. He plays the drums, the guitar, the harmonica. He sings. He's got a foot and a finger and an elbow doing a million things. He's doing 12 different things. Plus he's singing. A lot of it is original songs.
A lot of his stuff is original.
I have no idea
makes a lot of his
how
own
his brain
instruments.
Moves each limb independently
and still sings
and I mean he's just crazy good.
He has that one instrument where it's the spoon and some metal and he puts the jacket on.
He plays spins at the washboard.
The washboard.
He does washboard. He also plays a it's a 6 or an 8 string guitar that he made himself out of a cigar box. And the cool thing is the bottom strings are bass strings and the top strings are electric guitar strings. So he is essentially a bass player and an electric guitar player all at the same freaking time.
That's brilliant. That's productivity taking it to the next level.
That is taking one hand and playing two instruments. And then his other hand is busy doing like 3 other ones. And then he's got his feet and his head. I mean, I have no idea. Literally, there was one time when I sat and watched him and I'm like, he is doing 7 different things at one time.
That's so impressive.
Only somebody with extreme
talent.
ADD would be able to do that.
Talent,
because,
ADD,
you know,
they
everybody,
coincide.
I know,
they're
everybody
one and the same,
says,
folks.
Oh, you have ADD, that's a problem. Let me tell you something.
Channel it.
I so don't believe that. I'm in the restaurant business, and if you cannot do 12 things at one time, think clearly about it, make a decision, move on, and not, you know, just keep going forward, then, you know... You need to be ADD. I don't need somebody who can sit there and analyze and think about this for hours on end.
Just execute.
I want somebody who can do 12 things and do them well and not have to even focus on it and then move on because there's 12 more coming.
I love it. Speaking of, I'm already 12 topics in my head. My ADD's kicking in, Miss Kitty.
It's so funny, all these kids these days, you know, they're like, oh, you have AD and all this. It's like, well, you know what? I think we all grew up with that.
Oh, for sure.
I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
I do know that there are legitimate problems where some kids can't focus.
Right.
And they definitely do need help. But I just think that it's such a huge thing these days.
Well, one of the great ways
if somebody
for kids
had
to
analyzed
focus,
me as a child, they would have just cried and walked away.
I doubt that. You
seriously.
You are so level-headed. I love your logical down-to-earth.
Oh, but you know what? I didn't have that even at 20, even at 30. The older I get, the more I can focus.
Oh, well, I'm happy I met you when I did.
I know.
We're going on 10 years
now.
If you're going to
focus and do it naturally, it might take until you're 47.
Speaking from experience,
but that's okay,
because
then you have wisdom and you've also tried a bunch of stuff that normally people would say, don't do it. And you'd go, okay, I'm not going to do it. You know, always try things.
That's so true.
You might find a new way. I mean, someone might say, oh, it's already been done that way. Well, you know, you just keep going.
doesn't mean you can't put your own spin on it.
Exactly. We're Americans. We think.
That's right. We think hard.
We don't think long, but we think deep.
Well, one of the things, too, is Ben Prestige, his favorite beer is PBR. So will you be doing a PBR special tonight?
Oh, you know it.
Yeah.
Yep. We got those tall boys. He loves that.
He does. That's like his signature.
He's awesome.
So that'll be cool. So PBR specials with Ben Prestige.
I have his train conductor's hat on. I freaking,
so cute.
I know.
He's a Port St. Lucie boy, isn't he?
No, I think he's from Sebastian.
Oh, Sebastian.
Somebody
oh.
told me that.
Well, he's from
I don't know
this
if it's
neck of the
true,
woods. He's from the
he's
Treasure
great.
Coast.
I know he's got a new baby and he's all excited about
Congrats, Ben.
Yes.
That's
congratulations for Ben.
Oh, I can't wait. Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
I do not know.
So we're going to have to find out tonight.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Oh, that'll be fun.
He's
breaking
such a
news
nice guy.
Insider.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But a really great way for kids to channel some of their energy is through golf.
Absolutely.
And Bella Nagy of Sandridge has put in place his fall season for working one-on-one with kids. He has the small group.
Sweet.
And the kids help one another, ages 7 up. And this first session has already started, but then we have a new 4-week session starting on October 7th.
Yay.
Yeah, and it's $50 and you get 4 weeks of instruction. Parents get to learn alongside
the
kids.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
It's huge.
And they get to be outside.
Yeah.
They're
outside.
In school all day now.
And come October,
they get some outside
we're not
time.
As much
it's
in
nice.
The rainstorms, I'm hoping.
No, yeah. It already
rainstorms.
It's starting to.
It's better.
It's getting better. It's not raining every day.
Right. Not every day. It's still there, though. It's still.
But it's
I
nice.
Am seasonally
I mean,
affected.
Have you noticed how good your yard looks?
It's luscious.
This
and
year
green.
Has been amazing.
I started growing some chili peppers.
Really?
From some New Mexico chili peppers, both green and red.
Some Hatch chilies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yummy.
They just started to germinate.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's
exciting.
Awesome. You're going to have more peppers than you're going to know what to do with.
Ah, I'm going to cook them. That's
yeah,
what I'm going to do.
Absolutely.
We're going to make something delicious.
Yeah.
I don't sure what. I'm going to need your help, obviously.
Hot pepper jam.
Ooh.
Pepper chutney.
What do you put that on? Just a cracker? Or?
Everything.
Burgers,
everything. Tacos, anything you can think of.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Pizza? Maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know about that. But while you are perhaps waiting for your plants to grow and you take your kids to Sandridge, we want you to know that the enrollment form is via the Vero Insider, veroinsider.com.
Oh, yeah.
You click on our sponsors, and it's right on their homepage. So this is really good stuff.
It is. And
I'm really
Sandridge is
that.
A great course.
Yeah.
Bella does a great job with the kids.
I'm taking both my boys
yeah,
this time.
It's a great way to burn off some energy, and they're outside.
But golf is invaluable in life. And what's funny is
teaches
they
strategy.
Say,
I mean,
does.
You really do have to have a strategy.
But for ADD kids or those that are very active and prone, the logic, the thought that they have to put into golf really mm-hmm. channels them.
Yeah.
And it's all natural.
And it's
it's great.
It's a game with manners, too.
Very well said.
Etiquette.
Very well said.
You know.
So what's been going on with you, Pretty?
Oh, I don't know.
We had our great Labor Day celebration. We had a great show. Obviously, we got to chat with Karen Meckling.
I know. That was so much fun. I haven't seen her in years.
She seems amazing.
She looks great.
Great things in
love
the horizon.
Her. Yeah.
I love her, too. Great yep. things in the horizon. We just did the United Way sponsorship kind of drive meeting today. And the 27th of September, not only is it Celebrate the Arts uh-huh. at the Riverside Park.
That was such a big event last year.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
It's going to be even better and bigger this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, because they're just so focused on the arts.
It really is. It's going to be fun and interactive, family friendly. But it's also the Day of Caring, where there's going to be a big community breakfast, and then individuals can go out and help make a difference, whether it's a set project that has already been put in place by the United Way on the 27th of
right.
September, or if it's just something small that you do for your neighbor or something. It's just a Day of Caring
that's
where
awesome.
You give an hour or so to someone else.
Community
so that's
service
cool.
volunteer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
cool.
cool.
Speaking of really beautiful stuff, I saw your niece's pictures over in Colorado. Stunning views.
Yeah, well, Colorado's gorgeous.
I've never been yet.
You got to go. It's fun.
Pac-Mail Beach.
We could get in my car right now and go.
That's the way Kitty rolls,
folks. I love road
that's
trips.
That's the way it happens. I love a good road trip, too.
Me, too. I'm like, well, let's go.
But Pac-Mail, their corporate headquarters, so we're franchised. We are a very good franchise.
Yep.
Over 200-something stores nationwide, and of course, our very own Vero Beach Pac-Mail being the top in the country, not just for customer service awards, but also for the least amount of claims throughout any other store. So we have
you guys also
nothing break.
Give out more phones.
For cell phones for soldiers.
Cell phones for soldiers. You guys, which is amazing because we're a very small market, but you guys give out the most, which is incredible.
People just come, drop off their old cell phones, chargers, you name it. Yeah. We can exchange those for calling cards for our soldiers.
Don't throw your phone out. It does not need to be in a landfill. There's a battery in there.
Right.
There's all kinds of stuff that needs to be recycled, and more than likely it can be reused. So just drop it off at PacMail.
1,000% right there on Beachland. And but PacMail's actual corporate office is in Colorado. So next October, I get mothership. To go for convention.
You're going to love it.
Go get inspired.
Colorado is so much
fun. It looks beautiful.
It is. Where is it? Where's the headquarters? Is it Denver?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be amazing.
Well, Audrey moved out there.
And she's loving it?
And she's loving it. She got an apartment, and I heard that Victoria's still out there. She hasn't made it all the way to San Diego yet.
Quite the detour.
And my little brother goes out there quite frequently because he works for Big Blue, which is IBM in computer terms.
Do you have any Colorado beer at Blue Star right now?
I do, actually. I've got a Breckenridge IPA on draft. We've got a bunch of Colorado beers. We carry Oscar Blues, which is brewed just outside of Boulder.
Ooh.
Left Hand. Which
they are popular.
They're very
popular.
Left Hand is very popular. We have the Left Hand Milk Stout on draft. We've got Founders, which has a hemp ale, which is very interesting, very Colorado.
Thanks, Colorado.
Yeah, I love it. It's a brown ale brewed with, of course, hemp seeds, which is interesting.
Oh, you know? Fun.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, we have a lot of, there's so many microbrews in Colorado. But breaking news is the greatest thing is that, you know, Alden Bing, our own Alden Bing with Orchid Island Brewery, he has some beer and we're going to be featuring it at Blue Star.
Right.
Yeah.
The flagship, the Ruby Red.
The Ruby Red Double IPA is on draft at the Blue Star.
Made with Indian River grapefruit.
Indian River Ruby Red.
That's so amazing.
Can you say that twice, drinking?
Indian River Ruby Red. Indian River Ruby Red. I did all right. I must drink more.
That's
listen,
right. Keep
there's
going.
There's stores where to go, what to try, and how to give back. We'll see you soon. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Serving the community for over 10 years, Security Self-Storage is dedicated to providing the very best in self-storage in Vero Beach with convenient, clean, secure facilities and premier customer service. Located on the south side of State Road 60, just east of I-95 next to Clifton Furniture, we offer climate control and ground level units, drive-up access and parking options. With great customer service, free use of truck with move-in, month-to-month rentals, 24-hour digital recording system, and online payment options, Security Self-Storage is the perfect place for your storage needs. Serving Indian River and surrounding counties, call the Security Self-Storage Vero team today at 772-617-6866 or visit us at mindfulstorage.com. 772-617-6866. For Security Self-Storage.
Ulf's Auto Repair is a reliable auto repair shop providing top-quality car care solutions. Ulf knows his customers and their cars, and he gets it right the first time. Your oil should be changed every 3,000 miles and flush your transmission fluid every 50,000 miles. Let Ulf take care of you and your car. He's the best. Ulf's Auto Repair, 435 Southwest Old Dixie Highway, Vero. Ulf's is part of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome. 562-8383.
With hurricane season, it's so important that you get your property insurance reviewed. Free of charge by my go-to, Tommy Danaher of Statewide Insurance. You can reach Tommy directly at 772-316-1121. Specializing in condo insurance, Tommy will look out for you. Again, call him directly at 772-316-1121 for your free of charge property insurance review. Visit Tommy Danaher with Statewide Commercial Insurance. proudly endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Wow. What good sponsors we have on the Vero Insider, huh?
I know it. Here we are at commercial plotting this massive kids' pool party at my house, which would be awesome.
That's perfect, as we should.
I mean, like my friend Maria says, because she had two boys, and she told Bruce the other day, she goes, you went over to this, to the Orchid Island Brewery opening, and we had Alec with us, and so Alec wanted to go play at Humiston Park, and we were like, sure, yeah, go ahead. And then Maria was like, well, didn't you bring a buddy? Like, you know, I don't have kids, so it was like, oh, no, that's really a good idea.
That's a terrific idea.
Get a whole
idea.
Bunch of kids together. Let's have a big, you know,
it does
a buddy
a lot
party.
Of sense.
Yeah.
Was his opening successful?
I think so, yeah. It was packed.
Good.
He's
good.
Doing such a nice job.
It's a wonderful job.
He's
it's a wonderful
such
brew.
A nice kid, too. Yeah. I mean, they do great stuff.
On our
I should say
break.
Young man. I could, you know
young
what?
Man, yeah.
The He's listeners need to know, I even call my parents kids. I'm not sure why. I just call people kids. I'm like, they're such a nice kid. And they're like, well, that's your mom and she's 75. I'm like, well, but she's adorable.
But she's so cute. You just want pictures.
She's such
cakes.
A cute little girl.
At some point, it's almost the best compliment, you know, when you become of age and then you get called a kid again. You're like, well, thanks for noticing.
I always walk
call
through my restaurant
lady.
And I say, how are you kids doing?
Of course.
And everybody looks at me kind of funny and then they smile.
Like, when I left my office, I say, bye, kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of, there's some great news for White Glove. White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery was voted best moving and storage provider along the Treasure Coast.
Yay!
Compliments of Hometown
Because
News.
You do a phenomenal job.
My men are the best in
They
town.
Are.
They are amazing. You know, and there's something to be said for the peace of mind in knowing the quality of mover that's coming into your home. Because we all want
They're
a really
moving
good
your
deal.
Stuff.
Right. We all want a good deal. There's nothing wrong with that. But you also want a certain level of
professionalism
along with that good deal because they're coming into your home, handling your goods, handling your memories, your stuff. I mean,
right.
It's just not, you don't want just any Joe Schmo coming in. So it's nice to know that we can be the meeting of the minds, the best of both worlds, and that we won that amazing,
that is huge.
Amazing award. To be voted
good
best
job.
Is really awesome. You were voted best wine bar, right?
You know what? I heard that. It's an interesting
that.
Thing.
You did. You won, Kitty.
No. But you know what's funny is that apparently throughout the past year since January, February, we won best or favorite wine bar from a couple of different publications.
TC Palm.
TC Palm. There was a magazine, local
Indian
magazine.
River.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And it's kind of funny because everybody tells me this, but nobody ever comes in and says, hey, you won this and here's your little
plaque or something.
Well, they don't even give a plaque. They just give you a cheap piece of paper, but you can put it in a frame. And it's cool because you're like, yeah, I won that. But it's funny because nobody calls and says, hey, you won. Do you want to advertise with us? Or it's a
well,
very strange thing.
Somebody's not doing their job.
I don't know. I'm always confused because everyone goes, oh, hey, congrats on the award. And you know,
but just know that took real votes.
I don't,
took real votes.
And
obviously, they're not skewing the votes because
right.
they're not even telling you about it.
Well, and I love that. I love that. Or they call me and say, hey, you won. And I'm like, oh, that's great. And then it's like, well, can I get a copy of that so I can put it on my wall?
Can I share it? And also,
do you have an email site I can go to download that? You don't even have to put it in the mail.
Well, you're going to have to sick me on them.
I'm always kind of confused.
You're going to have to sick me on them.
Yeah.
And then it'd be taken
Actually,
care of.
Yeah, if you don't
it'd
mind.
It'd be so much easier.
That would mean a lot.
Of course.
You know?
Consider it done,
I'm
my
not
friend.
Sure what to do.
It's okay. Anna Valencia, Tillery
I'm too
will
busy
take care of
tasting
it.
Wine to make sure that we have the right things on our list.
That's right.
To pay attention.
Research and development.
To getting important announcements like that we can put up on our walls.
Hello, it's bragging rights.
And
if you're
brag.
Voted the best, you want people to know. In fact,
I am very proud of my clientele that they vote.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Your vote
Good job,
makes
guys.
A difference every time. not this Friday, but next, I will find out
Yours truly. And I will find out if I'm affiliate of the year for the Realtors Association of Indian River County.
Nice.
So we have a big to-do out at the moorings.
Cross your fingers and your toes.
I know. I think I could cross my toes, to be honest. Speaking of my toes, look at that dark color. Thanks, Foxy Nail.
That is beautiful.
What do you think, Donna?
And those shoes are outrageous.
I wore gold shoes to go with my gold
jacket.
She's
got gold stiletto pumps on, gold lamé. With at least, what is that? Yeah, at least a 2-inch platform on it. And these dark nails, it just is smoking hot.
I never see you in the dark nails. They look really good.
I know. I always go bright or a French pedicure or something.
Looks great.
Like that.
Yeah.
And then
very
we went
sexy.
All sparkles. Thank you, my dears. You know, honestly, the place was booming. Even on a weekend where it's storming and you're thinking there's not going to be a lot of people out, Foxy Nails has a very dedicated following
because
they do an amazing job.
A great job.
An amazing job. And they had a gentleman there that was also doing a teeth whitening.
Girls
were getting the whole package. They were getting a wax, getting their nails done, and then getting their teeth whitened.
Crazy.
All in one day.
I walked in the studio today, and people were getting fingerprinted. I wasn't really quite sure about that.
Oh, that's the new business.
What
surprise.
Is that? Donna.
Donna's laughing.
I'm like,
at
wait
us.
A minute. Somebody's getting fingerprinted. It's a laser fingerprint thing. When you get a liquor license, you have to get fingerprinted. That's how I know about it. I was like, oh, dude, I didn't know that was mobile. Can we do,
mobile.
You want to do mine and then I can just have a backup copy?
That'd be great. I would like 3 copies of that for
no,
future
officer,
needs.
No, officer, you don't have to take me in. I've got my fingerprints with me.
I tell you what, I eat so much good hot barbecue, though. Sometimes I'm afraid I don't have fingerprints anymore.
You melted them off.
I think I do. I don't know.
Anna, are you undercover?
I might be. I don't know. That's delicious. It's delicious.
All right, so we got our nails done.
Uh-huh.
Ben's playing Wednesday.
Yeah, he is.
Which is tonight.
Tonight.
And then, I don't...
This weekend.
Yeah, I don't even know.
You have a big weekend, actually. Let's see. Okay, so this weekend we have the Jacks and Matt and Bruce.
Good God. Yeah. That's going to be fun. Matt and Bruce are hilarious, and the Jacks come out and dance. How much fun is that?
And let's not forget that on Tuesdays... Is this the case still?
Yeah, Tuesday we have an open mic with Mike Marshall.
Well, that's huge. I mean, the talent
it
that
is
you brought
huge.
Forth. And I would like to just say, last week I went out with Michael, my handsome new husband.
He's awesome.
And we saw some of the big contests that they were doing for like the next country music star or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And 2 of the performers that were at Blue Star's sing-off made it to the top finals.
Nice.
There.
Who was that? Gunnar Flincham?
Yep.
And the other kid who had that really great Johnny Cash voice.
Exactly.
The big tall guy.
And Gunnar did so
good. I can't
good.
Think of his name. I apologize. I cannot think of his name. But he was the nicest guy.
Yeah.
I think that Donna was the one who wanted to pinch his butt. If I
guilty
remember, no, it was
charged.
Christina. It was Christina Taskin was like, that guy is delicious.
Oh, yeah, she was infatuated.
I know.
Nothing wrong with that.
And he had a really sexy voice.
I wanted to, too, but my husband was there. So.
That's
I
right.
Know.
Keep it classy,
you
Donna.
You had to pinch
Keep
your
it
husband's
classy.
Butt.
Kitty, this rosé that is sensationally delicious, what on your menu is
this
pair?
We have this.
With?
Oh, everything. Rosé goes great with... salty, stinky cheeses like an aged Parmesan, Manchego, Taleggio. It would go great with just about damn near anything.
Oh, I agree, though. With
I think actually that shiitake leek and mushroom tart that we do with the goat cheese and the leeks and mushroom. And it's got that hazelnut tarragon pesto on it.
And that's on your happy hour menu, happy hour 3 to 6.
Not the tart, but yeah, we do have a great happy hour.
Oh, not the tart.
The
dip.
Mediterranean sampler, yeah. That's what you're thinking of.
No. The cream mushroom dip.
Oh, the
thing.
Fricassee, yeah.
Fricassee.
It'd be awesome with fricassee.
Yeah, that's on happy
because that's got white truffle oil in it. It's delicious.
That's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
White truffle oil equals deliciousness.
We like to curl your toes and tickle your nose.
You're welcome. So, hey, keeping New River beautiful, I went into their store and retrieved several hundred bottle caps for some of my games that I put forth out there in the community with all my realtors
Fun.
For White Glove.
Yeah.
And they have a big Great American cleanup going on. So if you know of someone that wants to participate in a beach cleanup, if your business wants to participate,
Yeah.
Friends, when families, is that? You name it. It's going to launch in just a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So it's very exciting. Visit theveroinsider.com. Support our sponsors because they love you. And until next Wednesday.
And for the beach cleanup, just go to the Curb website or Vero Insider.
Curb.org.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are always fun.
Cheers, my
girl. Cheers. In a dark seesaw, please follow the leader. So Eric B, we are.